I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Today, six German bishops will be meeting with officials from the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, and the Pontifical Council for Legislative Texts to go over Germany's plans to allow Protestants that are married to Catholics more access to communion. In February, Cardinal Reinhard Marx, president of the German Bishops' Conference, announced that 75% of the German bishops had approved developing pastoral guidelines for situations in which a non-Catholic spouse could receive communion. A month after that, seven German bishops sent a letter to the prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith and president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, stating they believe the bishops' conference doesn't have the authority to increase allowance of communion for non-Catholics. Republican lawmakers in Iowa have pushed forward a bill that would ban most abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which usually occurs around 6 weeks of pregnancy. If approved by the governor, it would be the most restrictive abortion law in the United States. Those opposed to the bill state that some women aren't yet aware they're pregnant at 6 weeks, and the legislation could put the state into a legal battle over its constitutionality. The bill does allow for some exceptions, including in order to save the mother's life, and in some cases of rape and incest. Australian Cardinal George Pell will be facing two trials on sex crime allegations. He is the senior most official from the Vatican to be charged with sex abuse. The cardinal went before a magistrate yesterday who decided he should be tried by jury. The magistrate also dismissed about half the charges against the cardinal. The prosecutors wanted to split the remaining charges into two trials, and Cardinal Pell's lawyer agreed, saying that the charges related to when Pell was a priest and those related to his time as archbishop were, quote, separated by 20 years and, quote, of a completely different nature. In Ontario, Canada, the House of Commons has voted 269-10 in support of a motion to ask Pope Francis to come to Canada and apologize for abuse that happened at church-run residential schools. However, because the motion is not binding, it's unclear what exactly will happen next. In response to the 2015 Truth and Reconciliation Commission report, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had already invited Pope Francis to the country to apologize, as did a number of bishops. However, the president of the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops stated that a papal visit was not anticipated and that the Pope, quote, felt he could not personally respond to the report's request to apologize. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.